and Recreation Commission spokesperson Tribhashan Rembwa says the athletes will be honored for their outstanding contribution to sport on the international sporting arena. Among those expected to be inducted are footballer Peter Ndlovu, golfer Nicky Price, cricketer Andy Flower, who is coaching England national team, and the late Richard Simba. Simba was last year inducted into the International Rugby Bodies Hall of Fame. This announcement comes 8 years after the first sportspersons were inducted in 2005. Among those first inductees to the Hall of Fame were footballer George Shire, sprinter Atua Mandaza, boxer Langton Schoolboy Tinago, shooter Jeff Westerhout, diver Ivan Stewart, and the women's hockey team that won a gold medal at the 1980 Olympic Games in Moscow. Nerembwa remembers that big day.
The first time that we did this was in 2005. We had 10 people that were inducted into the Zimbabwe Sports Hall of Fame. And these people include people like Ivan Stewart, people like George Shire. We also had the team that is the Golden Girls of Hockey, that's 1980.
The SRC spokesperson said the Zimbabwean Hall of Fame is following standard global practice.
Zimbabwe Sports Hall of Fame, basically it's a concept, I think it's not really a new concept or the world over, it's there. It's simply, it's meant to recognize the past year athletes who had done very well in whatever sport that they would have been competing internationally and they would have excelled. And these are the people that would have retired at least for about 5 years.
Nerembwa says the 10 new inductees will be drawn from all the sporting associations affiliated to the Sports and Recreation Commission and explained the criteria for selection.
We basically look at their track record in terms of the performance that they would have posted at an international level. And we also look at their discipline. I think it would be very wrong to induct somebody with a very bad track record in respect of discipline. And there must be people that have not been convicted of any crime, particularly issues of doping. I think that would then qualify those people.
Although traditionally there are no monetary rewards or prizes to go along with the induction, Nerembwa said they will consider a token of appreciation for those chosen.
Of course, we may consider giving people a token, but if you want to look at a person like George Shire or Langton Tinago or Atua Mandaza, you know, how much would it be that you are going to be paying those people? It becomes difficult because it's more like you are paying them for the service that they have done to the nation. So the most important thing is the honor itself being inducted into the Zimbabwe Sports Hall of Fame.
The Zimbabwe Sports Hall of Fame is situated at the National Gallery in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.